o'clock. It is the 4th of March, and the 4th of March is International Grammar Day. And I wasn't aware of the fact that it is Grammar Day until Dumisani sent me a happy Grammar Day thingamajig. That's not particularly grammatical, is it? But never mind. It hasn't been around for a very long time, just 13 years. And the founder of Grammar Day, Martha Brockenborough, says that she founded the day because she wanted to help her students with their grammar in a lively and positive way. As the National Grammar Day website states, language is something to be celebrated. And March 4 is the perfect day to do it. It's not only a date, it's an imperative. March 4th, on March 4, to speak well, write well, and help others to do the same. Professor Sandra Young is on the line to us now from UCT's Department of English Literary Studies. Sandra, a very good afternoon.
Hello, John. Good afternoon, listeners.
Grammar.
Thank you for having me on. Yes.
Having you on, is that grammatical?
Well, I was taught that one is not supposed to end a sentence with a preposition, which means that, of course, we can find ourselves saying things like, this is something up with which I will not put. Yeah. But, of course, it's absurd to speak in that way, and none of us really speaks that way. So
where are the grammar? I mean, what's grammatical and what's not grammatical these days?
Well, it's a good question, because I think that the way in which many of us were taught. I mean, I feel like I went to grammar boot camp as part of my education, and I'm grateful for that. But I think a different kind of rule, a different sensibility exists now, where we've learned to appreciate language use that is more creative, that is richer, that, as Jeremy Cronin celebrates, you know, speaks for the voices of this land. And I think that to be able to talk in the way that one has learned to appreciate, the tongue of one's parents and so on, and for writers to be able to use, to allow their characters to speak in a more expressive way than those sticklers for, 19th century ideas or 20th century ideas even of technically correct grammatical use. I think that there's something more beautiful, more effective.
Let me be blunt. Do you correct the grammar of the students who submit essays to you?
Well, I'm embarrassed to say that I do. My students.
So you do think it's think it matters?
It matters, but sometimes less than the expressivity of what the students are trying to get at. And when I find myself correcting split infinitives, for example, I blush, but I sometimes can't resist. I find myself feeling the need to talk with my students about being able to deploy language well and effectively. But I think sometimes I find myself needing to step aside and learn from my students and the way in which they deploy language. And I think that we've also had to, my generation at any rate, we have much to learn from a new generation who use language more boldly, more courageously, more creatively. And I think that's correct.
More ungrammatically. Boldly,
well,
creatively, ungrammatically.
What my idea of correct grammar might be, you know, it might differ from a sensibility around grammar that that somebody else might have. And who's to say who is correct?
That's it. Who determines? I mean, 50 years ago, Fowler was it. If your usage wasn't condoned by Fowler, then it was frowned upon and you were sanctioned for it.
Right. But I think that if we speak in the way that Fowler would want us to, there's something alienating and punsy and performative. It's a performance of a certain kind of erudition that, in fact, is quite simple-minded. I think there's something much richer and more interesting and creative about being able to use language in the way that it is used on the street.
Would you ever say to a student who is presenting an oral to you, please don't start your paragraph with the word so?
Absolutely not. And I do start some of my sentences with so or however myself. Because I know. I hear you shuddering at the thought of it. But if it worked for the argument and for the lively sense of my what I'm trying to say, I might just find myself drinking. The problem is if one, you know, one has to be quite careful about how often one slips into these kind of creative, you know, messing with language. I think because, you know, you might find it, the reader might find that alienating too. So I think one has to be quite dexterous.
Okay, split infinitives. You blushingly correct words.
Not always. Only if they alienate the sense of the, you know, if the sentence doesn't flow well. I often correct, I often encourage students not to interrupt their verbs. If it's a complicated verb, compound verb, and they insert these sort of qualifying, interrupting adverbs in the middle of a verb, it has the effect of interrupting the sentence. So I find myself inviting them to think about the flow, for example. So that to me is a more useful reason to give attention to grammar than trying to perform one's correctness technically.
Is grammar still taught at universities, or is there an assumption that whatever grammar is necessary to be taught, whatever rules are necessary to be laid down, those rules have been taught and laid down in school, and therefore one looks for expressivity rather than grammatical correctness when one is dealing with a first, second, third, or honours year English student?
It's a very good question. I mean, I think that the resources that are given, you know, we're struggling against our staffing complement is reduced. I mean, we're half the size of the department that we were when I was a student, and so I think choices have to be made. When I was a student, there was linguistics was part of our department. There were colleagues who were devoted to teaching language, and so I have to answer that no, at the moment at UCT there isn't, within the English department, a dedicated section that teaches grammar. But of course we teach our students grammar because we work with their writing in such a careful, detailed way in our tutorials and our seminars. So the answer to your question is yes, of course we teach grammar, but as part of a much bigger project.
Professor Sandra Young, lovely listening to you. Thank you for making time for us with the UCT Department of English Literary Studies.